So when we are chanting the Maha Mantra, then the center of our life changes gradually. But gradually, the mantra becomes a part of our life. The mantra is always there, every day, again. The times may change, the seasons may come, but the mantra, it doesn't change, it's not seasonal. It is ongoing. Nityam bhagavata-sevaya. It is an ongoing service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, not only is the chanting continuing every day, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sankhya-purva-dhanama-gananati-bhi, that the chanting must be done in a regulated way, not just spontaneous. Oh yes, today I feel so much like chanting, but yesterday I didn't feel like chanting. Not in that way, in a regulated way. Sankhya-purva-dhanama-gananati-bhi, a fixed number every day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would wear a cord around his waist with knots, and he would count the beats on that cord. He would count the mantras on that cord. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that the reason why we count our rounds is to see that we are increasing our chanting. So not just that we fulfill our quota. 16 rounds, bing! Finished, you know. No. It is like to increase. Because gradually the name will become the main activity, not something on the side. Oh yes, I also am chanting. Almost forgot. Gosh, I have 4 rounds left. Oh, and it's 11 o'clock at night. What do I do now? I completely forgot. Not like that. One devotee had a dream, and in the dream he was resting, and then someone rang the doorbell. So he went down, opened the door, and it was Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "Did you finish your rounds?" So what can we say? Somehow or other, with the help and the mercy of the Vaishnavas, it is going on, our chanting. We are not Haridas Thakur, who was chanting practically 24 hours a day. Who could chant like Haridas? We understand from scripture that Haridas was the same Lord Brahma who had appeared now in this form of a devotee, and therefore that he had this determination. Didn't Lord Brahma previously spend so many years fixed in meditation, in tapa? We remember Lord Brahma found himself in an empty universe and it was dark, and he was seated on a lotus flower and he was wondering, where am I coming from? Where is all this? What is the cause of all this here? And then he heard these sounds, ta and pa. So then he understood, all right, I must perform austerity. So he performed austerity for such a long time. His mind so fixed, so he had that ability. And now that same Lord Brahma had appeared as Haridas Thakur, who had that same ability to just focus and fix himself instead of going here, there, and everywhere like a bird. Our minds are like birds. They fly from branch to branch, pick a little grains on the way, go flying. Yeah. Like this. So the chanting of the Maha Mantra is grounding us. It takes us away from just being somewhere in the clouds, being somewhere in our own dream world. Dream. Dream of a fortune. Dream, I'm gonna be rich. You know that story of the man who was dreaming that he was rich? He was poor and he had nothing. But he had one clay pot. And he started dreaming. He said, you know, I am expert at clay pots. I know where I can buy the best and cheapest quality. So I will sell my clay pot at a profit. Then I will buy two clay pots. And then I will sell those again at a profit and I'll buy more. I'll buy four clay pots, eight clay pots. And in this way, I'll start a big business and I will become rich. And then I will get married. And of course, you know, yes, and of course, I'll be very happily married. But sometimes my wife will not listen to me and then we will fight. But I will not tolerate any nonsense. If she is not listening, I will kick her. And he kicked his pot over. And it came and cracked his pot. Dreaming. So the chanting makes us sober also. Chanting brings us to reality. Instead of living in dreams and so on, we just can become very sober. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion, he says, by knowing Krishna, you will get to know yourself, just as by the light of the sun you can see yourself. So gradually we become sober, we become aware who we really are. I mean, I never really saw myself like that, but gee, I mean, now I'm becoming more conscious of myself also. And all the false ego disappeared. Srila Prabhupada was in London, and in London he was invited in the Mensa Club. So the Mensa Club is a club for people who have a very high IQ. You have to have a minimum of 148 to become a member. Well, I don't know if you know anything about IQ, but 148 is quite high. So anyway, Prabhupada was invited there as a guest. So there was some British barrister, who was a prominent member of the club and hosted Prabhupada. So Prabhupada began to speak, and he began to give an example from Srimad Bhagavatam, Yatarur Mulani Sichini Na, that one must water the roots of a tree and not the leaves. Prabhupada said, if you pour water on the leaves, that is pointless. That will not do any good. You have to pour the water on the roots of the tree. And then the man said, well, Swamiji, I beg to disagree, because, you know, here in England, we have a delicious beverage made of leaves. And if you pour the water on the leaves, you get a delicious beverage called tea. That was stupid. But he thought he was very smart and very intelligent. And he kept on arguing in this way throughout the conversation. At one point, Prabhupada was explaining that the example of the dark side of the hand and the light side of the hand. There where the light is shining, the hand is light and the other side is dark. Where the sun is shining, there it is light, and at the back side it is dark. And again, the man said, well, I beg to disagree. The sun is light on all sides, actually. But only, it depends from the position of the observer. That's what I meant, Prabhupada said. Anyway, so this discussion went on. And at the end, the man said, Swamiji, it was a very nice debate. It was very nice. I really enjoyed it a lot. Now we have only one last request. Could you please, would you be willing to do our test? And Prabhupada said, eh? Test? What kind of test? He said, oh, intelligence test. And then Prabhupada said, intelligence? Intelligence is not very important. And for the first time in his life, the man didn't know what to say. He was shocked. Intelligence, not very important. But he was like a prominent member of the Mensa Club, one of the most intelligent people in the world. And you're saying intelligence is not very important. He was dumbfounded. He couldn't say anything. And Prabhupada said, we have our own test. He said, you have your own test? What kind of test is that? And Prabhupada said, we have a test to see how God-conscious someone is. He took his chadar, put over the shoulder, and left that place. Who was the most intelligent? Dadami bodhi yogam tam. Krishna gives intelligence. All intelligence is a gift from Krishna. But when we falsely claim, it as our property, my intelligence. Oh, I'm so intelligent. It's just too much intelligent. Over-intelligent. Yes. One who is over-intelligent is so intelligent that he can no longer understand what is the right thing to do. That's over-intelligent. Carried away by that intelligence. So proud of his intelligence. And just over-intelligent. Just like Tamal Krishna Goswami once said in front of Srila Prabhupada. He said, Srila Prabhupada, I am just a fool. And Prabhupada said, yes, that is very good. As long as you stay a fool in front of me, then I can instruct you. But as soon as we think, oh yes, 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 I know, yes, 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 I understand. I must confess that before Krishna consciousness, I was also like that. I was actually smoking cigarettes and I was blowing rings with the smoke, rings through rings, while reading the Bhagavad Gita and saying, I know all that. Yes, yes, I understand. Yes, I understand. The illusory energy is very powerful. So in this way, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra brings us down to reality. It takes away this false concept of pride. I'm so great, I'm this, I am that. We realize actually I'm not so great, and whatever I have, Krishna can just take it away. We can take it away like that. There have been days that I lost my voice, you know. Me, Kadamba Kamal Swami, Gandharva. Wake up in the morning, you know, and all that comes out is... My voice, yeah. That's a shock, you know. So, it is a fact. These things Krishna gives, Krishna takes, as he desires. And that we have to understand and accept, and not take so much pride, but whatever Krishna does give us, use it in his service. And not in pride, but all right, somehow or other, I can do this. Right? Everyone can do something. Some people, they go in the kitchen and everything that comes out is like nectar, and others go in the kitchen and everyone runs away in all directions. What to do? Right? It's just like that. Some people just can't learn either. Yeah? It doesn't matter how much you teach them. They'll never learn because they just don't have it, the talent. Yeah? So that's all right. But the fact is, everyone has a talent. Everyone has a talent. So why would we be so proud of our talent that we can no longer see the talents of others? Everyone is good at something, yes? So like that, we can really appreciate everyone for his ability. Srila Prabhupada wrote in some letters about his disciples. He said, Krishna actually sent me many spiritual masters. And he was seeing his disciples like spiritual masters. So how could he see like this? How could he see like this? But we can see that he saw like that because he saw that everyone is unique and everyone is in his own way, serving Krishna in a unique way. And in that way one can learn something from everyone if one remains alert and actually ready to see the good quality. But we are not accustomed. We're not accustomed. No. We are rather accustomed to find the fault.
That is not quite. You will not be respectful.
Yes. Always seeing forward. We just see it. Ha ha ha. Can't they do anything right? So, again, the mind immediately finds the fault. We're expert. Without trouble. But to find someone, instead of catching someone doing something wrong, to catch them doing something right is not easy. See, in school also teachers, they're always catching you doing something wrong, sit properly. So they catch you do something wrong. But to catch somebody doing something right is difficult. Because we're not used to it. We're not used to it. But this is exactly what a Vaishnav should be like. A Vaishnav should everywhere see the good qualities. And this is what Srila Prabhupada was like. He saw everywhere good qualities only. He saw good qualities in people. Oh, how nice. Oh, this one's so nice. That one's so nice. Oh, this one serving Krishna so nicely. Oh, that person chanting so nicely. This person. In this way, Prabhupada saw everywhere good qualities. And that is why he could genuinely see people as a spiritual master. It's for everyone. Right?
Yes. Not just on this one.
So,
I heard you were up.
Now, back to so we see that a devotee is ready to offer all respects to others. This chanting of the holy name is what we depend on.
Number one.
Number one.
So this chanting. This chanting is actually it creates a presence of Krishna in our consciousness because the name is Krishna. And in this way, gradually Krishna becomes important and everything else less important. And we begin to see that I depend on Krishna. All strengths come from this chanting. It is so many times there are the questions, how can you be humble, how can you be tolerant, how can you be motivated, even in the middle of a job, to be a devotee, and there's only one answer, actually, to all the how questions. Chant. Chant Hare Krishna. As soon as your question starts with how, chant Hare Krishna. Yeah? Yes. And from that will come the strength and the knowledge to do it right. From that comes the strength to be a devotee. From that comes the strength to do it for a whole life. How can I do this for my whole life? Chant Hare Krishna. How can I become more serious in Krishna consciousness? Chant Hare Krishna. How can I finish my school? Chant Hare Krishna. If you chant a lot of Hare Krishna, you'll finish it very good. Somehow or other, that is the answer to the chanting. It is the source of our strength. It is the secret. It's our secret. An open secret, but nonetheless, when Srila Prabhupada came to England, he came in the room and sat down and gave a talk, and in that talk he said, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you might just miss it. But that's really something, yeah? Because it is that simple. I said, well, chanting Hare Krishna, that's the solution. Yes. There must be something else. Is it? What else is there? What else do you have to do? Some homa and some business? Actually, no. It's actually not needed. Should we do the Shraddha at least? You know, Shraddha ceremony? No. Should we? Actually, it's not really necessary. Arati. Let us do arati. We must do arati. Well, yes, we can do, but it's not really necessary. Actually, Haridas Thakur did not do. He didn't do arati. He had no time because he was chanting all the time. He was chanting. He was constantly chanting. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Everything was fulfilled. Because it is the highest activity. It is stated that, now on this arati point, maybe I'll get you on this point. On the arati, it is stated that when we worship the Lord in the form of His deity, then the standard is very strict, because worshipping the deity must be done very much correct. And at the end of deity worship, we chant a mantra where we ask for forgiveness, that we are committing thousands of offenses in the course of this worship. Please forgive me for these offenses, right? So that I may still get the benefit of this worship. Because so many things are not done properly. Small mistake or little mistake in deity worship. It is difficult. I do puja every day and always forget something. Today I forgot to put the tulsi leaves. He saw it. I made the offering and I just forgot to put the tulsi on. He saw, and quickly came running in, put the tulsi, saved the day. Yeah? Krishna doesn't accept without tulsi. So what to do? So deity worship is very difficult to do it properly. Very difficult. But in the chanting, there are no hard and fast rules. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. So offenses don't count. So therefore, the name is more merciful than the form of the Lord. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing like that. So that is why more emphasis even on the name than on the form of the Lord. But, all right, that's a bit shocking in a way. Yeah. Of course, we still do the arati. We will do the arati. And we do arati in the temple as support, but partially because our minds are restless. It is actually said in the scripture that this worship of the deity is required because our minds are restless, and then through the regulation of the deity worship, the mind becomes more trained to worship the Lord. And therefore, in this age, we're worshipping the Lord. But otherwise, the Maha Mantra is enough. It is enough, actually. But of course, how long can we change? Not so long. Not so long. Mind gets tired short after short while. But all right, with time, we want to chant more. And sometimes we must chant more. It says Ekadasi is a day where one should try to chant more. Janmashtami, one should chant more. So on special days, we should increase our chanting. Just to come to that point that gradually our chanting increases. So really, I did not mean to speak out against activities such as Homa or Arati or deity worship and so on. They are also part of the ninefold process of devotional service, but the chanting is the first and foremost. And that I wanted to emphasize, because too often the chanting is sort of the extra thing, the thing, the spare wheel that is also hanging there somewhere.
The rounds, where is my beat? Where is my beat? Where is my Vita?
I haven't seen it for 3 days. you know how it is. Where is that beat back again? Maybe in the car, maybe. Okay, I'll chill on the finger. It's difficult to put the chanting in the center, but actually it should be. Then, it seems to be easier to have kirtan than to chant japa. You also think so? You would agree? Well, one reason is because in kirtan we are doing it together, and we are having a nice melody and some nice music, and it carries everything, and all together we... It creates a nice atmosphere, then the mantra comes along. In japa, you are alone with your mala. My mala. 16 rounds and me. Me and 16 rounds. 15 left. 14 to go. 6 done. Midway. Okay, midway break. Right? No, midway you always stop. Right? For a snack. Yes, yes, yes. Oh no, it's right. Oh, midway you make a stop, you have a little snack, refreshment. Right? Good. Take a break. And then comes the other half. So like this we are struggling with chanting. When we chant japa, we are exposed for who we really are. Then when we are alone with our japa mala, then we realize, I am not such a great devotee. That's when we realize, I am just trying and it's not easy at all. I can only do this with mercy, O Krishna. Please help me. Help me to chant your holy name. Only in that way can we chant. Can we chant? By praying to Krishna. Please help us to chant. I'm so weak, I cannot do it. Krishna, please give me the strength to chant. Right? And then we can chant. So in this way, in a humble state of mind, with that dependence on Krishna, can be chanted.
Not thinking, yes, yes. Chanting, yes, I'm very expert. I've been chanting for many, many years. So I'm a veteran of my medals for chanting. I went to many japa retreats, 64 rounds, all the stars in my kurta. Oh, yes, I'm a japa master. Japa master. But Lord Chaitanya
said that he was never master of the art of chanting, but that he always remained the servant of the Holy Man, dependent on the Holy Man, taking shelter. And this is truly what we have to do, because that is the backbone of our movement. Okay, finished with that. Any question, any comment?
Some water. Is it water?
That's his tea.
A little from the old. Advertising guy, too much. Okay. Yes.
One of my friends, another discussing with him, he told me that, as you said, that if you chant once purely, then it's all and over. Then why have to chant 16 now, rather once purely, and get the work done? I said, but how can you know
what's here? Your friend is a businessman. I think so. He's calculating. Yes. Nam nam hijavati shakti papadirarane hare tavat kartum mahat nuti patakam pataki naraha. Some years ago, I was trying to remember this verse and I was always forgetting it. Somehow or other, this was the one verse I was always forgetting something. And then I was in Mumbai, and I took a taxi, and then the taxi driver told me this verse. So here I was, the Swami, and the taxi driver told me this verse. So after that, I really learned it. So since then, I know it. And this verse says, if you chant the Holy Name once, you will destroy more sins than you can commit in a lifetime. Baba. You chant once, more sins destroyed than you can commit in a holy life. But how many lives have we committed sins? How many lives are we already here, life after life? Again and again. Just one more time. So therefore, the amount of sins, the upper of the karma, the amounts of sins that are as a stock in the heart, is there for so many lifetimes, that even although the power of the mantra is so great, still, we need to chant regularly to purify all these sinful activities from the past. And because the heart is filled with sinful activities, the proof is that therefore we have a sinful inclination, you see. And we can see that. We see that in everyone. Right? Even the little children, the little darlings, right? They also have some... They're not just angels, you know. You see the point. So, because there is so many sinful reactions stored in so many lifetimes, we must chant many times to become pure. But you see, there's another answer to your question, to your friend. Your friend is thinking, if the mantra is so powerful and I chant once and I get purified, then, okay, I'll chant it and then job's done. Yeah? But what is the result of chanting? What is the reward you get from chanting? What reward does chanting give you?
Love for Krishna.
Pure heart. Actually, the reward you get from chanting, they say, is more chanting. That's what you get. Why? Because they say love, pure heart, is true. So, if you appreciate Krishna, then naturally you will want to chant his glories. So Srimati Radharani is always chanting Krishna's name while she is churning the butter, the milk, the butter. She is chanting, always chanting. Because it's the chanting itself that is the source of ecstasy. It's not, I chant and chant and chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Is it coming already? No. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ha ha, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Oh, so much chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Now I'm waiting for the results. It's not coming. No. The chanting itself is actually the source of all happiness. So no need for anything else. So therefore, the advanced devotee wants to chant all the time. And he says, when I chant, I want millions of tongues and millions of ears to taste this nectar of the chanting, to hear this nectar of the chanting. And as he's praying like that, Krishna is dancing on the tip of his tongue and in the courtyard of his heart, like that. You see? But because we are conditioned, and because we have many sinful activities in the heart, that's why we don't like chanting. Which shows that we are still, we need more purification. But once we're more pure, then we'll start to like chanting. I saw another hand, somebody did that?
Yeah. You're talking about chanting is the most important thing. And aarti and other activities which we do during the day, supporting to the chanting. How important is not do those activities and just do the chanting, prematurely quitting those things? How do we understand that?
How important, I said that aarti and such other activities were secondary to chanting, so how important is to do that and prematurely quit all these things? And to just start chanting. Yeah, we don't quit the arati either. We remain. But Haridas Thakur didn't. That was not. Probably this lifetime will never come to the level of Haridas Thakur. So we'll just keep on doing the arati for the rest of our life, I think. And all the other activities. And 16 rounds... Prabhupada said 16 rounds minimum, but for us, most of the time, it's 16 rounds maximum. but keep that in mind, 16 rounds minimum, and try to chant a little more, if possible. That would be nice. Whenever possible. So, We will remain residents of this age of Kali, not so strong. But when we take shelter and just follow things nicely, chanting, the worship of the deity and all these things, yes, then we'll be successful. But if we have to choose, if we have to choose between doing puja and between chanting, first chanting. You saw today, I did my puja very simple today. I had to, because I just came into Australia and it's already programs, everything, and I'm sort of like running a little bit behind what's going on. So I didn't get up as early as I have been getting up lately. I was 4 months in Mayapur. It was very nice because I was peaceful and I got up every day at 1:30, every day. And then I could chant and read and then I did big puja. But now it was a little different, so puja became a little small, simple. Because the chanting must not be neglected. That is the point. It must have preference. If it's choosing between the rounds and the arati, do first the rounds. Yes. And then an arati also. Because sometimes you can't do everything. At least I found today I couldn't do everything. It's just too much. And so I had to choose. Okay. Focusing on the rounds. And I'm not finished yet. even the minimal number to do. Yes, please. If you could speak a little loud, because it's far away.
Tora
Tora Jorsi vol dire che anche il canto è da Matti Hember. जीवन का अंत है मृत्यु त्योहार है और पूरा जीवन तो भूल जाता है हम लोग तो फिर दूसरे शरीर में जन्म लेते हैं फिर बचपन शुरू होता है और हम लोग तो उस समय मैं तो कुछ नहीं स्मरण कुछ नहीं करता आज पिछले जीवन से ठीक बात है लेकिन शास्त्र से हम लोग समझते हैं जीवन का अंत से सूक्ष्म शरीर ये शरीर से निकलता है सूक्ष्म शरीर के अंदर तो मान है और बुरी है और अहंकार भी है और इसमें तो जीवात्मा आता है इसलिए तो हमारा मान हमारा सब जाता है दूसरा जीवन में और सारा सारा स्मरण इस जीवन से सबकॉन्शियस में जाता है सबकॉन्शियस का शब्द हिंदी में नहीं आता है सबकॉन्शियस का आता है लेकिन आप समझता है सबकॉन्शियस में जाता है मतलब तो वो लोग दूसरा जीवन तो बिल्कुल भूल गया सब भूल गया लेकिन सबकॉन्शियस में सब तो अभी भी है स्मरण अभी भी है इसलिए तो कोई लोग इस जीवन में सही कुछ पाए हैं कुछ करते हैं पानी रहता है क्योंकि दूसरे जीवन में पानी में गिर गया और मर गया, इसलिए तो इस जीवन में पानी से बहुत डरते हैं बचपन से। पानी नहीं मांगता है क्योंकि पानी पानी में तो कुछ मुश्किल देते थे दूसरा जीवन में। तो ऐसा तो है तो हमारा संस्कार पिछले जीवन से अभी भी हमारे साथ है क्योंकि मन हमारे साथ आता है लेकिन सबकॉन्शियस में रहता है। तो इसलिए हम लोग कुछ नहीं जानता है दूसरा जीवन में हम लोग क्या कर दिया, क्यों हम तो इस जीवन तो निर्दोष है, क्यों क्यों अभी तो कुछ कर्म फल आता है क्या हो रहा है। लेकिन कर्म का फल तो है हमारा भावना में, भावना में तो हमारा फल तो अभी भी प्रभाव है अभी भी। इसलिए तो हम पिछले जीवन में कुछ बेईमानी कर्ज कर दिया, इसलिए तो इस जीवन में फिर कुछ बेईमानी का इच्छा आता है। इसलिए तो एक जीवन से दूसरा जीवन से योग्यता तो रहते हैं और इस जीवन में कर्मफल आता है, क्यों हम लोग नहीं जानते हैं लेकिन आता है। इतिहास है, एक छोटा इतिहास है, एक चूहा थे और चूहा का जीवन में तो एक बहुत बार प्रॉब्लम थे, बहुत बार मुश्किल थे। प्रॉब्लम क्या था? बेली। हमेशा तो बेली था, तो चूहा तो इधर चला गया उधर चला गया और हमेशा बेली का प्रॉब्लम था, बेली 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 का प्रॉब्लम। तो एक योगी के सामने गए थे और योगी को पूरा सब बताया और योगी का एक प्रश्न थे, हमको बेरी का शरीर चाहिए ठीक है, लेकिन बेरी का जीवन में फिर एक प्रॉब्लम मिलते थे। वो प्रॉब्लम तो थे कुटा का प्रॉब्लम तो मिलता था। तो फिर योगी के साथ गए थे तो फिर बोलता था हमको कुछ चाहिए था, क्या चाहिए? कुटा का शरीर चाहिए, कतास्तु कुटा का शरीर होते हैं। और कुटा तो फिर आ गया योगी के साथ और बताए तुम फिर वापस आके क्या अभी क्या मुश्किल है? हाँ बात तो है, बात तो है ठीक है, तो भाग हो जाएगा। और बाघ का शरीर में हमारा भाग तो योगी दिखता था और योगी ने बोलता था तुम क्या मत हो हमको तो तुमको काला मन तो इस बात तो योगी तो बताए पूर्ण मुसी का भाव तुम फिर चूहा हो जाएगा। और ये भगवान हमारे सब भी कहते हैं हम करते हैं सब समय फिर करते हैं, हम लोग का मंद हो जाता है और भगवान देखो हम बारह बाघ हैं और भगवान फिर तुम फिर चूहा हो गए। कर्म ये करते हैं सात समय कि जीव तो बहुत गमंद हो सकता है फिर नम्र हो जाता है, नम्र स्थिति फिर तो कर्म फल ये करते हैं। हम लोग इतना गमंद है, इतना अमीर है, दूसरा देवा गरीब हो गया, क्यों हम लोग ठीक नहीं मानता है लेकिन वो गरीब स्थिति में फिर हम लोग नम्र हो गया। और ये तो भगवान का काम है और इसलिए तो कर्म फल आता है धीरे धीरे हमारे दिल बदल करने के लिए और एक दिन शायद हम लोग थोड़ा नम्र हो गया है। लेकिन ये तो ज्यादा जीवन देता है, लेकिन अभी हम लोग कृष्ण कृष्ण राम राम बोलते हैं जल्दी 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 दिल बजाओ को बदल सकते हैं और जल्दी जल्दी हम लोग तो नम्र स्थिति में आते हैं। इसलिए तो हरिनाम लेना से जीवन और जीवन ekdam khatam hoye jivan ka karma phal ek bar mein ek nam mein khatam ho jata hai isliye to hari naam lena to zaruri hai bilkul mere hind to itna sundar nahi hai na maaf kijiye aapke liye to koshish karti hai hari krishna